Good evening, Dr. Schneider. Dictating a Primpost bronchodilator spirometry report on Audrey Thompson on 8/1/23. Mrs. Thompson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the portal capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in airflow with a minimal improvement after bronchodilators. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8. Period. After bronchodilators, there was some reversibility of airways obstruction. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/24/22, there's been some improvement. Period. New paragraph impression, severe. I'm sorry, moderate restriction and moderate obstruction with minimal bronchial reactivity showing minimal improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine with the K Zurich, Z-U-Z-O-R-I-C-H. This goes to Dr. Vaughn. On A123, Mrs. Zurich performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the illness of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 4/6/23. There's been improvement, period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry in Thomas Mulligan. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 8/1/23, Mr. Mulligan performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/29/23, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Carl Owens. This goes to the VA on 8/1/23. This is Mr. Owens performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 93%, period. The patient did pause at 1 minute and 29 seconds when he desaturated 87%, period. He was transiently placed on 2 liters of oxygen and improved, period. He did stop the test and achieved 110 meters, period. He improved with nasal oxygen 2 liters per minute, period. New paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Richard Elkins. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 8/1/23, Mr. Elkins performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/9/23, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry in Colby Jernigan, J-E-R-N-I-G-A-N. This goes to Karis von Althus, A-L-T-H-U-I-S, P-A. On 8/1/23, Mrs. Jernigan performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. There was no change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. The paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Thank you.